always a delight to talk to a longtime owner, American Title Company, Ron Ellison, from his corporate headquarters downtown on Cortland. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Greg. Long time is right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
You know, I think things are getting better. Listening to you earlier today, I make a prediction that I think our governor sometime this week will do a math problem and allow restaurants to go to 50%, and we need that.
Yeah.
So
that's certainly the next step. No question about that. Before we, of course, we always talk about what's going on around here. You know, I was thinking, Ron, that there are a lot of people out there that they hear title company and they really don't have any idea what you guys do. But you're the end all of getting these commercial and residential transactions taken care of.
Well, that's true. You know, once a month, first of all, Zoom fatigue. I chuckled when I heard you and the mayor talking about it. I have Zoom fatigue because once a month I teach a class or part of a class for a community action agency for first-time homebuyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about the closing, but what we do as a title company, the closing or the real estate transaction is not me walking in and having you sign papers. I mean, the transaction is doing the research at the Register of Deeds and the county treasurer and the courthouse if we have to and calling the township. So, you know, John Q. Public, they really don't know what we do. They think a closing is me walking in a room for 25, 30 minutes, but there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that gets you to that point with the lender. And the closing, in my world, is the easy part.
Yeah, and there are so many legalities, aren't there, Ron?
Oh, sure there are. And, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but COVID has affected the way we produce our product and the way we close transactions. Because if I need to go to the courthouse today and read a probate file or a divorce file, we don't just walk in there like we used to. We've got to call up there. We've got to order a file, and that slows down production. And so, a lot of things. Yeah, the front doors are open and we're letting people in, but the world has slowed down how we produce stuff, and even with closings.
Yeah.
If buyer and seller want to be in separate rooms, I got to respect that. And thank God it's warming up, because if buyers and sellers don't want to come in the building, it's a little chilly out there when, you know, when I have to go out to the car. But Greg, you have to respect that. And people don't realize that what I could do a year and a half ago production-wise is I'm as busy as I've ever been. But I can't produce the closings by, I'm going to say, 20-25% because of issues I have no control over.
Is it, Ron, is it slowly getting better?
It is slowly getting better. I mean, it's getting better because, again, the back room, things are opening up a little bit, the way we get stuff to the Register of Deeds and the courthouse a little bit. But I think people's attitudes are getting a little bit better. There's some people will never change their minds. So it's better today than it was a month ago.
Ron, what's the biggest issue that you run into at a closing?
The biggest issue, well, I, this is a behind-the-scenes thing, Greg,
yeah.
And you know that over the years, Bill George and I have talked about this. People will not listen to the real estate agent or whoever, and they will use what we call our out-of-town lenders that we don't know, and I'm going to say big-box lenders, and they'll schedule a closing, and then when we're sitting here on Thursday saying, where is our stuff for Friday? No response, just very, very frustrating. with people continuing to use big box lenders that normally don't follow up on the promises they make. And you know, I've been doing this for over 40 years, Greg.
Yeah.
Show me a product that somebody says they can get from the big box company, and I can show you here in Jackson, Michigan, with people that have been in the business and are experienced, they're going to get you the same product and you're going to get better service. So, you know, there's little quirks when we get into closing, but if you were polling my office, what frustrates us year after year after year is dealing with out-of-town lenders that are unresponsive. Because, again, they're doing this deal, and they don't give a damn about Jackson, Michigan, and that frustrates us.
So you're a proponent of local, 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 right?
That'd be an understatement, yeah. I mean, again, I look at – I've been doing this a long time, and I could go around and name names locally, and I'd get in trouble because I'd forget somebody. But my customers that are in the lending business – are experienced. They've been here. You can walk in their door. And when I say local, I'm not just saying in Jackson, but I mean, you know, we've got lenders that we've been dealing with in Lansing and Chelsea and Ann Arbor that have got a reputation and they've got a track record. That's what I mean by local.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah.
Ron, are you surprised, stunned at the amount of business? You said you've been as busy as ever.
Well, when you get to be as old as I am, I don't know how you stun me, but, you know, over the years you and I have talked about, I've been through a lot of cycles. I'm going to say, yeah, Greg, because this is a cycle. You know, we have ups and downs, and obviously we're on an up cycle, but when you look at rates, and there's a phenomenon, and maybe the last time we talked, I might have mentioned this, but if you would have told me 2 or 3 years ago that, you know, Ron, we're going to see a market where the seller, because of the lack of inventory, the seller goes out and buys the house they are going to move to first before they put their house on the market, I probably would have had another sip of my drink and said it's time for us to leave, because you know, sellers, you don't do that. But
right.
You know, with the way the market's gone up value wise, the equity that sellers have, you know, they're going to buy that house first, because if they put their house on the market, it's going to sell, and where are they going to go? So yeah, I'm a little bit surprised, but again, the rodeo has been a long time for me, and again, I've seen a lot of ups and downs, and this is great, but it's very, very frustrating. A lot of real estate agents are frustrated because they've got nothing to sell.
Yeah, people are screaming for houses, aren't they?
Right. Right. And again, if you look at the history and you look at the lack of new construction that we've had for quite some while, you know, quite a while here, throw in lumber costs, drywall, throw in what just happened in Texas, what it's going to do to building materials.
Yeah.
You know, that's another unknown that we don't know how it's going to affect the building community. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen, gas is up about 30 cents. I think it's a lot of that is due to Texas.
Oh, sure it is. So, you know, again, you know, people ask you questions and you say, never say never, because, again, I started doing this in the late 70s, early 80s when rates were 16 and 17%. And, you know, it's great to see where we're at today, but, you know, what are we going to be talking about next year at this time? I hope the market stays good, because you got buyers out there. You know, they want to buy something, and they're frustrated because something comes on the market, and it's gone in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't think you have your golf clubs out yet, but hey, spring's right around the corner. What's your prognostication
for the weather or for my golf game?
No, I know what your golf game is.
Yeah, I stopped at the country club and put a down payment on lessons with Henry the other day.
So there you go.
I need a little bit of help, but in my world, I think it's going to be another good year You know, if rates tick up a little bit, it's still a great market. I mean, you know, when people complain that the rate went up 0.5% on them, you know, what I've seen over the years, be thankful, because again, you know, compare what it costs to rent property. And again, I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm in a closing and they go, my God, here's my payment. It's much better than my rent. So I think we're going to have another good year. There's always those variables that the unexpected we don't know about, but, you know, I see some builders. We've got some out of town builders that are coming down here out of the Lansing area, and buying some lots and putting houses up. And locally, we've got, you know, Norfolk Development, who's been here for a long time. So we do have new construction. It's just getting a little pricey. But, if you and I are talking in November before I go to my deer blind, I'm going to say, boy, Greg, it's been another good year.
Yeah. You know? Hey, you're a pretty big proponent of downtown. Just before the COVID hit, downtown was really exploding. Can we get back to that, Ron?
I think we can. You know, and again, before COVID, we didn't have the 200 finished.
Right.
And so the 200 is finished, and I'm not exactly sure how, you know, what their occupancy rate is. I know they're pleased right now. They're not full, but Greg, those people, you know, as it warms up and as things reopen, those people are going to be in downtown. You know, and I look down the street, the old Sip Hat building, you know, they're getting close down there. So Yeah, downtown's going to come back. I mean, the last two weekends, Tracy and I have gone to Veritas, and that's a breath of fresh air to be back in there again and see people supporting downtown. You know, and again, I hope our governor looks into her crystal ball this week and gives the restaurants a boost in occupancy.
But, yeah, that's,
you know, downtown's going to come back.
That will be the key downtown, won't it?
Yeah, yes, it will. So there's a lot of pent up demand to get out, and again, people still have to use common sense. I mean, we still have an issue with COVID, but.
Yeah.
You and I can talk all day about examples of if you use common sense when you're out in your restaurant versus going to a sporting event or even going to school, you know, some of these classrooms, they, I'll get in trouble for saying this, but it's a fact. Going to some of these classrooms, they're not social distancing like they're supposed to. There's a lot of irregularities out there. A lot of things we're not consistent with the rules, and you know, and we're hurting the business people. So,
Ron Ellison from American Title Company. They're on Cortland downtown, and if you're buying a house, you're likely to run into Ron before it's over. Ron, appreciate the visit, man.
Hey, always good to talk to you. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks, bud.
See ya. Bye.
Ron Ellison, WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.